You're listening to Called to Homeschool, episode number 147, Changed the World. Are you feeling the call to homeschool and you're not sure what to do? Or maybe you are already homeschooling and it doesn't look like what you hoped it would. My name is Megan Thomas and I'm a certified life coach, a mother of seven, and a homeschool pro with more than a decade of experience. I can show anyone how to create success in their homeschool, and I'd love to show you how. Are you ready? All right. Welcome back to another podcast episode. I am so excited for those signing up for the online event of creating an amazing family. I cannot even tell you how much my heart would love to help all the families out there. It brings me so much joy. I absolutely love it. So if you haven't checked that out, go and check that out. You can find that in my Instagram bio. I think that is the only place. Or get on my email list and I'll send that link to you there as well. Anyway, I posted a quote the other day, and it's actually a quote I have hanging up in my office and schoolroom. And it's just a quote I absolutely love. And I found out that Mother Teresa is given credit for this quote, but she is not the original sayer of this quote. So I don't know who to give credit for, but somebody politely pointed out to me on the grams that it was not Mother Teresa. So anyway, she says good things. So it could have been her, but apparently it wasn't. Anyways, the quote is, "If you want to change the world, go home and love your family." I truly believe that quote, and that change really starts with you. As you become the amazing person you know you have the potential to be, you start modeling it for your children, and they start stepping into their own greatness, and this ripple effect continues within their circles of influence, and it continues to grow. So if things are going on in the world that scare you, or you're feeling like, what in the world can I do with all this chaos or commotion? Go home and love your family. There's a quote from Ezra Taft Benson that says, "The Lord works from the inside out. The world works from the outside in. The world would take people out of the slums, but Christ would take the slums out of the people, and then they would take themselves out of the slums. The world would mold men by changing their environment. Christ changes men who then change their environment. The world would shape human behavior, but Christ can change human nature." I love this quote so much. I'm in apparently a happy-go-lucky quote mood when I was writing this. But allow me to switch some of the words around so it's applicable to homeschool. The world tells you that you need your children to behave a certain way so that you can feel peace in your home. But Christ helps you to feel peace so that you can help you and your children to behave a certain way. By doing it the way the world suggests means that you are going to be spending a lot of energy in trying to make your children behave a certain way because you think that that is what will create the feeling you want in your home. That is a losing battle, my friends. You and your child are both going to end up being frustrated, irritated, angry, mad, or whatever, resentful. You will be angry and frustrated with them because they just won't do what you would say. Guys, if you would just do this, then our house could be happy. I could be peaceful if you would just do this. And then they're angry and frustrated with you because my mom or my dad, they're always controlling me. They're always trying to make me do this stuff and force me to do these things. If you really want to make lasting change in your home, you have to start with you. I want to share with you something that happened the other day that kind of sparked this whole thought process of this podcast. So I have had the opportunity to get close with a lot of my kids' friends. I love it. Absolutely love it. And they are all growing up too and moving out and going on missions and college and all sorts of just fun adventures that they're trying. And so I've been trying to take some of them out to lunch before they head out. And I went on one of my little dates and catch up, see how this person is doing, all those things. And I usually end with like a question of saying, is there anything you want to know? Any questions that you have? And sometimes when I coach teens, I've done this. I've actually had quite a few teens sign up for coaching that are moving out and going to college. And they'll say, what do I need to know? What's one thing that you would tell me before I go off to school? Or what's one piece of advice? So they always ask me these really good questions. So I was asking this person, like, is there anything you want to know or any question that you have before you go off on this adventure? And this person then started opening up and saying they don't know what to do because one of their parents yells at them, and it has been years, and they do not know what to do. They're worried because they need to be home. They will be living at home for a few more weeks before they move out. And she was wanting some skills of how she could endure this. How could she be a better person so she doesn't get yelled at so much? Now, if you knew this person, you would be absolutely shocked that anyone would yell at her. She is hands down one of the most amazing young women I have ever met. I have yet to meet a person who doesn't just adore her, except one of her parents. She opened up to me about how she tries to not set him off, how she deals with it by trying to be extra good, doesn't come home, or just yells right back. She cannot wait to get out of there fast enough because this person has torn her down repeatedly for years. This is what it can look like when you sit and try to control your children because you think it will help you to feel better. This parent has now for years tried and tried and tried to force and control this child to be in charge of his emotions instead of taking ownership and being in charge of his own emotions. She didn't even get into what sets him off. She doesn't even really know. She just always has to feel like she has to be ready because she never knows when it's coming, what she's going to do or not do that's going to set him off. So you can imagine the anxiety or the tension or the fear that she even has to be in her own home. Or if your children are experiencing this and you're like, oh, they have a lot of anxiety or depression. Do they live in this environment, right? Where you or someone is trying to control them so that you can have them be in charge of your emotions. Guess what? Other people are the absolute worst at being in charge of your emotions. They are really, really bad at it, even if the other person is amazing. My heart is aching for this lady and how much she just wants to be loved and accepted. Now, on the other side, I don't think there is anything that cannot be fixed or any relationship that cannot be healed. And that is what I do in a lot of coaching, is on the parent side of helping them to let go of this habit, helping them to get rid of that. Of a parent all the time, I have seen relationships healed and mended and beautiful relationships formed by a parent asking for forgiveness and then getting help to stop yelling, belittling, or being mean to their kid. But there are consequences to choices. And the consequence here is that a daughter has no relationship with her dad, nor does she want one. So it's not very often that I get to hear a child's point of view. And it was so sad for me to hear. Yes, I am human and I feel all the emotions and I have thoughts and stories about what other people say. I also know that I have the opportunity on the other end to help mamas who even know, like, I don't want this. I don't want to have a crappy relationship with my kid. I don't want my kid to be afraid of me. I don't want my kid to do all these things, and I want to just like my kids again. I want to create the peace in the home instead of trying to get my kids to create the peace in the home by their behavior. I want to be the creator of the peace, but I don't know how. So just know I love you, mamas. Even if you feel that you're kids, I still love you, and I don't even judge you because I know and understand how you got there. And I also know and understand that you sometimes don't know what else to do when you are feeling those intense emotions and you feel chaotic and out of control and you have no idea what to do. I understand and I love you. This is why a couple years ago, I created the free No Yelling Mamas Facebook group. So you can still go and join that on my website. There's a link on the side, www.coachmegthomas.com, and you'll see Join No Yelling Mamas. And in that group, I do challenges every now and then. We always do No Yell November. I do little thoughts and tips just to kind of help you start seeing a different way of how to show up and to be with your kids. The world has enough anger and heartache. Let's start making our homes a place of refuge for you and your children. If you really want to change the world, my friends, then go home and love your family. Love you guys so much. Even if you yell, I still love you no matter what. You can't stop me from that. And just know that if you are ready to completely kick this habit, I am here for you. And you can join the free no yelling group, or you're always welcome to join Mama's members or do private coaching. And I would love for you to create peace in your home and in your heart. Love you, friends, and have a good week. Are you ready to take the concepts learned on this podcast to the next level? Then I invite you to join Mama's Members, a place where I will help you succeed in your family and homeschool beyond what you thought was possible. You will have access to hours of content, a place to ask questions, and weekly coaching calls to help you be the amazing homeschool mom you are called to be. To sign up, go to www.coachmegthomas.com/join. I can't wait to see you there. Thank you.